Think back to the stories you loved to hear when you were a kid. Maybe you remember the storyteller's different voices and facial expressions, but most of what you remember likely came from your own imagination. That's the effect storytellers Vaughn and Fran Washington seek to achieve as they travel from school to school, telling stories about the African American experience. WMUK's Aaron Williams has more on how the duo uses oral history to create meaning in the 21st century.
One cool fall day, way back in 1961, a young African-American girl named Kiki was attending school in a small city along the Kalamazoo River near Battle Creek, Michigan.
The art of storytelling in the African-American community is one that has dated back centuries. Because this kind of storytelling is so steeped in history, it has become even more important to make sure that stories of civil rights, racial equality, and breaking barriers are made relevant to youngsters and adults in the 21st century.
When you read, your mind does a heck of a lot of the work for you, because it will begin to operate, to generate, to give you images. Well, storytelling does the same thing. What we're trying to do is to tease the imagination, to give them the information that they need so that they can put it all together.
That's Vaughn Washington. He and his wife, Fran, operate Washington Productions Incorporated, which facilitates storytelling presentations in elementary schools and events around the region. Dressed in matching vests, black pants, and red turtlenecks, the Washingtons step in front of their podiums and present their two-person show. Aside from altering their voices and using the occasional prop, the set itself has no decoration. This allows the listener to get lost in the words and imagine their own setting for the characters, kind of like radio. The school performances are sponsored by local nonprofit Education for the Arts. The scripts are written by Vaughn, an actor and retired WMU theater professor. He and Fran, who is also an actress, have performed their storytelling series together for over 18 years and in front of over 100,000 students. Vaughn says he's been telling stories all his life, but the couple's minimalist storytelling style took longer to develop.
I did a one-man show one year, of which it was me, the microphone, and the audience. And that taught me something, that I didn't need lights, I didn't need costumes, I didn't need anything but the understanding of the characters.
The Washington stories generally focus on overcoming an everyday situation, and in trying to solve one issue, the characters end up learning more about their culture and past. For instance, in the play Together and Apart, a young black girl named Kiki is upset when her classmates challenge the fact that her ancestors fought in the Revolutionary War.
My people were slaves, and they said slaves couldn't help in the revolution.
And just how do you know that's not true?
Because my great-grandpa said they did, and he wouldn't lie to me. I was sitting right there on his knee when he told me to be proud because my people helped to make this country what it is today.
Outside of black history, the Washingtons also perform stories on bullying, peer pressure, and other issues school kids face in their daily lives.
We use stories like historical figures to teach them that it's not how big you are or how important you are that will help you in life. And we use Rosa Parks as a prime example of that. She was a very small person, very quiet woman, and yet she stood up for herself by not giving up her seat on the bus.
Overall, the Washingtons hope to spread the importance of sharing experiences with others to create change and to remember the past.
I also like the fact that I think I'm providing a service for young and old, because I like to think this is generation to generation. Mm-hmm. If we don't do it, you're not going to have it.
The Washingtons will continue performing at area schools through the end of March. For more information on when and where their next performance will be, visit our website. For WMUK, I'm Aaron Williams.